So I have requested the Gauranga Darshan Prabhu to speak on the five S's, which as a part of the book also he has printed it. You can see in your booklet also. So Gauranga Darshan Prabhu will speak on that first. And then we will do the shloka recitation. And then he will go into chapter 1 after that. And glories of Srimad Bhagavatam he will speak. So we also want to welcome all the different devotees who have come from different temples, faraway temples like Aravade. We have Abhiram Thakur Prabhu and other temples. And we want to also appreciate the Matajis who have joined this 2-year Vidyapitam course. So in this way, this course has also attracted some more devotees to come and give encouragement to the Pune devotees. So you can see you are sitting in Pune, you are getting ready-made, and devotees are coming from far away. So keep in mind and take full advantage. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo Bhagavate
Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om Namo
Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsya Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunadhanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsya He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna It's really a wonderful experience and a very humbling experience also to be amongst all of you. So I'm overwhelmed by the affection by His Grace Radhesham Prabhu and all the devotees here. I'm very fortunate to be amongst all of you to share Srimad Bhagavatam, and it brings great pleasure to my heart that so many devotees have taken up to this study of Srimad Bhagavatam. So I must say that all this is because His Grace Radhesham Prabhu has joined Vidyapeeth 2 years back, and that created such immense positive vibrations in the ether, and that permeated the entire atmosphere, surcharged it with desires in the devotees to study Srimad Bhagavatam. So, 2012 it began with one batch, 2013 it became two batches simultaneously, it's a 2-year course. Then 2014 when His Grace Radhesham Prabhu came, then seeing his dedication to study this course, and every week he would come here, weekend. Every week he would come to GV, and weekend he comes to Pune. In spite of all his many other services, he always gave a priority to you know, be a part of this course. Although he is missing some lecture, he would hear on the phone. That is also another revolutionary thing. And if he misses something, then he would hear the recording. So he has given such extreme commitment for 2 full years. So that inspired so many devotees in GEV. So currently in GEV we have 1, 2, 3, 4 batches going on simultaneously. Even the ashram devotees who came to GEV in 2009, right, and participated in such intense construction phase and then were very much instrumental in the manifestation of all the construction that happened there, Vrindavan Forest, then all the retreat center and so many other things happened there. So those who did not get this opportunity, so they are also studying now. So we have created another program for them. So weekly 2 days. So that is also inspired by this model only, Prabhu. So monthly 4 days these devotees are dedicating. So we have made it like monthly 8 half days. So 6 days in a month, every week 2 days. So they will hear classes and the last week is dedicated for exams. Like that. So Prabhuji's participation in Vidyapeeth inspired so many devotees to take up to the study of Bhagavatam. So GV was already filled with so many devotees studying Bhagavatam daily, reciting slokas and all. So now that Brahmacharis also got into this mode, not just they are trainees of Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth. So now GV is surcharged with Bhagavatam sound vibration only. All this I must attribute to His Grace Radhesham Prabhu. And this Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth or Bhagavat Subodhani or Bhagavat Ratnamala or so many devotees teaching and studying, exams happening. So everything is just a manifestation of Gauranga Prabhu's dedication and devotion towards Srimad Bhagavatam. So he is the one who envisioned and directed this entire program and encouraged it, supported it, facilitated it. And time to time, without his guidance, this would not have been possible. Without his vision. So I attribute all this credits to Gauranga Prabhu, because he is the one who is the key foundation for this entire program. So I am very blessed to be amongst all of you. And when in 2007 and 2008, for 9 months I was staying in Nigadi. So the programs happening there were mostly Marathi based. So I didn't even know a bit of Hindi also in those days. So I used to regularly come to Pune temple, that Radha Kunjabihari temple, often. And I would meet Balgovan Prabhu and Sundarnath Prabhu. Sundarnath Prabhu would inform me about different programs. I would regularly come here, attend festivals, see Radhesham Prabhu from a distance, take inspiration from him. I attended DYS course also. Acharya Ratna Prabhu gave one session. So I did DYS in 2007 here only. So this Pune temple and the culture here also has been a very inspiring element for me to participate in this endeavor to practice Bhakti Yoga. Then 2008 I shifted to Bombay, to VTA. From that time onwards I am with His Grace Gauranga Prabhu, so serving under him. So I am very grateful to all of you. So it's such an overwhelming response, more than 100 devotees sitting here to speak Bhagavatam. So I was seeking blessings from Gauranga Prabhu before coming here. So I'm like, although I spoke so many times, but I'm a bit nervous today because I'm in the midst of such a big assembly. So many senior Vaishnavas are here. So I hope and pray that my presence here is of some use to all of you, especially beneficial for me to deepen my connection with Srimad Bhagavatam. So His Grace Radhesham Prabhu told me to begin with the curriculum of Vidyapeeth and the 5S model that we have. So I'll just briefly take you through this before we start the main topic of this session, Glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. So Yeah, all our efforts are dedicated to His Divine Grace, S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, because He is the one who translated this voluminous literature, which was available in Sanskrit or some local languages only, into a language which is understandable by entire world, English. So whatever we have been doing here is completely because of the blessings of Prabhupada. And our Acharya Varga has always desired for a streamlined and structured program for studying Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so today we are celebrating his disappearance day. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, I had a special desire to preach the significance of such books as Srimad Bhagavatam, Shat Sandarbha and Vedanta Darshan. You have to accept that responsibility. So he was telling Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur in a letter. So Sri Mayapur will prosper if you establish an educational institution there. So that is Bhaktivinoda Thakur's desire. Then Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. So he says that the present degeneracy is because we are not studying the works of Rupa Goswami. Right? So devotional scholarship following Rupa Goswami and Jiva Goswami is very much needed for the current society. So he also envisioned a program for studying. So he also conducted exams, Bhakti Shastri. Exam was on Gaurapurnima day. From Bhakti Siddhanta Vaibhav we can learn by Bhakti Vikas Maharaj. So he conducted exams, he checked personally papers. So he also had that. Then Prabhupada, he told in a letter to Aniruddha that we can start a theological school also along with the boys' primary school. Our theological school will regularly teach our published books as Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam, teachings of Lord Chaitanya, NOD, and Krishna book also. We wish to hold examinations and award titles such as Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, and Bhakti Vedanta. So the whole program will continue for 7 years. So Prabhupada had a desire to have a 7-year training program centered around these scriptures. So anyone who is little bit conversant with the books above can go anywhere, chant Hare Krishna, distribute back to Godhead and hold classes on the above books. I have received one letter from Gurudas today and they have got permission to chant Hare Krishna in all the streets and parks of London. The world needs this consciousness of Krishna and we have to manufacture many preachers for this purpose. I wish that you can also take the responsibility of teaching staff when we actually open our theological school in New Vrindavan. So Prabhupada had plans to start this kind of program. So many letters and conversations of Prabhupada show his desire to have a training program like this. And even His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj has given 10 instructions for the monks. So in that also he emphasized on Shastric study. So with keeping all this in mind and with the encouragement of His Grace Gauranga Prabhu, so we have began this Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth. So the main intention, the vision for this course is to inculcate and inspire Vaishnava qualities and a mood of selfless service in the followers of our Sampradaya by creating a strong Shastric foundation for all of them. So ultimately all our Shastric study should convert into submissiveness and surrender and service attitude to our spiritual authorities. So for that our mission statement is to assist the devotees in understanding the glorious contribution of Prabhupada, right, by systematically studying all his books and contemplating various ways for application of their teachings through an effective educational framework as envisaged by our Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, as we have just seen now. And the projects of Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth and various other activities that the students do after passing out are all meant to reflect their understanding of the Shastra, which they obtained during the course. And truth, tradition, transformation. This is like a caption, tagline of Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth. So truth represents the absolute truth, which is described in the scriptures. Then tradition is the method in which we learn that absolute truth, right, from a teacher. So transformation is what a devotee experiences right, by undergoing, by studying the truth under a sadhu, under a guru. So guru, sadhu, shastra, they are representing that. So truth is the shastra, then tradition is guru, to learn from a teacher, and transformation is sadhu. So the journey has been like this. So we initially began with bases at various places in Mumbai. Then those who are more committed to have a training in a temple premises, they are given an opportunity to be a part of VTA, Vaishnava Training Academy. Then those who have decided, so VTA is a place where devotees can come, they can work in various companies or offices, and they will stay in temple. In weekends they do services, at the evening they will hear some classes, it's like that. Then BT is those who have decided to join the Brahmacharya Ashram. So there we conduct Bhakti Shastri and then train the devotees in various services. And BVP, Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth, is a course dedicated for this studying Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. So before we move ahead into the curriculum and 5S model of Vidyapeeth, so I would like to inform you about the plans that Prabhupada had for this new Vrindavan community. So Prabhupada had plans for cow protection, agriculture, and a simple village life, then a place for pilgrimage, that is a replica for Vrindavan forest, and a place for higher learning. He envisioned Rupanuga Vidyapeeth. In our Bhakti Vaibhav award ceremony, His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj has elaborated on this Rupanuga Vidyapeeth, the mood of Rupanuga. So he was glorifying His Grace Radheshyam Prabhu as the ideal Rupanuga, like that. So Prabhupada had plans for these five. So, and ultimately all these five are meant for to create a place where people can develop their love for Krishna. So under the guidance of His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj and under the leadership of Sanat Kumar Prabhu and Gaurang Prabhu, so we have been trying to create all these five things at GEV: co-protection, agriculture, village life. We have a village community of more than 300 congregation there, villagers. And a replica of Vrindavan forest has been recently created. We created seven temples: Govardhan, Yamuna, and Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth is the place for higher learning, like following in the footsteps of Rupanuga Vidyapeeth, like that. Am I audible? Thank you, bro. So this is a quote from Prabhupada about scriptural study. So in the association of devotees, if you read Srimad Bhagavatam regularly, then our material contamination will be dissolved and our spiritual consciousness will come out, and that will make our life successful. This is about Prabhupada speaking about the study of Srimad Bhagavatam. So this Vidyapeeth has this 5S model, that is sadhana, svadhyaya, sadachar, seva, and sangha. So this svadhyaya is the most elaborate element in Vidyapeeth. So where the sub elements are sravanam, mananam, nididhyasan, then patanam and kirtanam. So we'll briefly discuss this 5S model. So sadhana is the regulated practices of bhakti yoga. So actually all these five items are like, they are not distinct, they are not separated elements. There is a lot of overlap between them. So you can say Svadhyaya is also part of sadhana, right? You can say Seva is also part of Sangha. So they are like overlapping elements. So sadhana is mainly the regulated practices of Bhakti Yoga. So the morning program, which begins at 4:30, then Mangalarti, Japa, Darshanarti, Guru Puja, Temple Bhagavatam class, that constitutes the element of sadhana at Vidyapeeth. Then Svadhyaya is basically the scriptural study. So this has these five sub-elements. So we will see them one by one. So first is Shravanam. So Shravanam is hearing scriptures. So mainly Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. When we began the course, we began with some auxiliary courses also, not only Bhagavatam and CC. So every day after Bhagavatam class, we have 1 hour of some auxiliary course. So there were courses on teachings of Lord Kapila, then Srila Prabhupada Lilamrita, NOD, Vaishnava qualities, and so many other auxiliary courses were there. Tattva Sandarbha was also an auxiliary course. So after some time we realized that it is little too much for the student to handle, you know, this so many courses within 2 years along with Bhagavatam and CC. So we kind of discontinued them and focused only on Bhagavatam and CC, like that. So 5 days in a week we have classes, every day 3 hour classes, and closed book exam happens the next day. And recently we have come up with this Bhagavat Subodhani as a study guide for Bhagavatam. So it has been being made over the years and refined. So the courses are Bhagavatam and CC, as we discussed. And Sravanam also includes retreat seminars, right? So once in a month or 2 months we have retreats where batches, both batches come together, the first year batch and second year batch, both of them come together, and they hear seminars from many senior devotees like Radha Gopinath Prabhu, Sanat Kumar Prabhu, Radhesham Prabhu, Gauranga Prabhu. So they will come and take some special topics, right, related to Vaishnava culture and other things. So that is like applied Bhagavatam. That is also held. That also comes under the part of Shravanam. And these retreats include so many dramas, then group discussions, and then short presentations by the students, participants, and it's filled with so many beautiful elements. And Prabhuji has given several retreats at Vidyapit also. Then quizzes also we have, bhajans, kirtans, all this we have. And second element of Swadhyaya is mananam. So first element is Shravanam, that is hearing scriptures. This is mananam, recollecting scriptures. So the main thing is the exams. So they are, the closed book exams that we conduct are majorly memorization based for 30 minutes. This is meant for a revision and, you know, the mananam aspect of the student, not so much for inducing a competitive spirit. So most devotees who join are coming from the educational background, and that competitive spirit is very much innate in the students. But Bhagavatam study is not meant for inducing such a competitive spirit. Neither we can study Bhagavatam in that kind of spirit also. So initially when I was evaluating their papers, I would try to give marks which the student deserves. Right? So for example, in a shloka, if some one line is missing or some words are here and there, out of 5 I'll give 4, something like that. So then some kind of bargaining started happening. So students would come, Prabhu, you gave 7 out of 10 for this question, so maybe I deserve 8 or 9, something like that. So after a week only I realized, I think we are missing the point. So then I started becoming quite liberal. So when they are attempting and then writing paper, writing the question to some extent nicely, then they would get almost full marks. So so after that happened within a week only. In a month, when I had sent the results of the first canto to Gaurang Prabhu, so we had grades. Above 95% is A plus, above 90% is A, then 85 B plus, 80 B. So like that, I would just give grades, and I had sent the grade sheet to Gauram Prabhu for all the 20 students. Then I get SMS from Gauram Prabhu. So and so devotee, make from A to A plus. Another person, make that B plus into A. Then another devotee, right? Make that C into some B. Like that. One devotee was there who was not performing, he was not from an educational background. He's from Burma also. He had difficulty in speaking English and understanding. He was scoring less than 50% also. So I didn't know what grade to give him. Right? I just kept blank. Then Gauram Prabhu SMS'd me, write passed with honors. Right? So the whole thing, then I got little a deeper understanding of conducting the course. It is meant for mananam, not for competition, right? We never display these results also on the notice board. So idea is to spend time with Srimad Bhagavatam, to spend time with Krishna, to spend time with Prabhupada by reading his purports, right? But exams are there to ensure a regular study, but not to induce some competitive spirit. So whether we get 50 out of 50 or 30 out of 50 or 40 out of 50, we had spent half an hour writing the exam trying to recollect Bhagavatam, right? That mananam is for recollecting scripture. The purpose is achieved. Purpose is recollecting Bhagavatam, that is achieved. So that's how, like in a month, we kind of removed the whatever competitive things are trying to perform. That passionate academic study mood has been removed from Vidyapeeth by, you know, making the assessment procedure little milder. But we never cut down on the exam part. They have to write exam. Whether they get 0 or 50 out of 50, they have to attempt the exam. So they have to get into the culture of studying Bhagavatam to the best of their ability. Like that. That is the purpose. Everyone should study. And we had this mini grand test. We recently included this for the senior devotees. All these are explained in the student handbook. Then we also have this revision classes after the completion of a canto, after the completion of, say, 5 chapters within a week. Every Friday, devotees would come together. So there were 15-20 of them in the batch. They share the portion, whatever is covered in that week, amongst themselves. So from this section, this person will speak. That section, that person will speak. So like that, they divide. And then they speak that section in whatever, 3-4 minutes, like that, within half an hour or 45 minutes to 1 hour session. The entire portion that is taught in 1 week is covered by them. They themselves will speak. That's revision. It's closed book. Whatever they can remember. So like that, they get to spend time with each other by discussing Bhagavatam. So that is the mananam part. Then nididhyasan means contemplating on scriptures. So the daily exams, the closed book exams are majorly memorization based. So these open book exams are understanding and application based. So once in 3 weeks, the frequency would be once in 3 weeks. So after completion of a section, say half of canto, so we give them the open book questions, which are majorly reflection based. We say that this statement Prabhupada makes, just reflect on it and then come up with something. What lessons for practical application you can derive. So if you are in that situation, how will you do it? So that kind of questions are given. That is the part of nididhyasanam. And the assessment procedure, which is there in the handbook also. So 20, for getting Bhakti Vaibhav degree, we have that student has to write 20,000 words of open book essays. So we have divided the 20,000 amongst the 6 cantos in 10 exams, like that. So that is the nididhyasanam part. And from this year onwards, we are including that within a month, 1 day is off for all the devotees. So from this batch and from 5th batch onwards, we are starting. Just recently it began, 3-4 weeks back. So 1 month is one day in a month is off for all Vidyapeeths. So we go for Vrindavan Parikrama. So Bhagavatam is filled with so many analogies, right? Most of them are related to nature, right? And we are in the midst of nature in GV. We have Mount Kohos, we have so much of village atmosphere. And within GV also, we have Vrindavan Forest and Goshala, then ponds, this and that. So we go for a Parikrama, nature trail, tour. And then try to relate those analogies with the phenomena in the nature. So we have sections like monsoon in Vrindavan, 10.20. Right? So most of them are related to nature. And we are experiencing full blow of monsoon in GV also. So we make the students, you know, go through, you know, all the roads of GV and then see what they have studied in Bhagavatam. They can see live, right? Frogs croaking, right? Water getting muddy. So there are a lot of lessons there. Clouds around, right? And we have 24 gurus in the 11th canto, right? So we conduct a retreat on 24 gurus and then identify some more gurus, right? So all 24 gurus are the elements of the nature only, most of them. So this thing we included. This also is a part of Nididhyasana. And this is Pathanam. Pathanam is learning scriptural verses. So we have a set of slokas which are selected and refined over the years. So the most important slokas are gathered together and given some themes. And for example, first canto is going on. So devotees will come together and recite a set of first canto slokas, you know, together 2-3 times. Right, those slokas only. So the only one key for memorizing slokas is not right, like there is no technique for memorization. But repeated recitation only we will be able to memorize. So all this Mangala Arati, Narasingha Arati, we have not sat with the books and then started memorizing. So we are regularly reciting them, that's why we are able to memorize, recollect them. So by regular recitation we will have this. Initially we were having Bhagavatam Arati. So devotees would do Arati for Bhagavatam set, while the remaining, you know, devotees in the batch would recite all these slokas. So, but now that so many venues are changing, so many guest events are happening, so we are unable to do it. But very soon we are trying to get back to that habit. So, Pathanam is basically learning scriptural verses. So from last year onwards, I also tried to include one more element in this sloka memorization sessions. So devotees would recite, and from fourth batch onwards I began. So I would go and explain the meaning of one verse and assist the students memorize that verse. Right, a set of slokas, maybe 20-30 slokas are recited by everyone, but one sloka I would pick up and give the meaning of that sloka, and 15-20-30 times we will recite that sloka only till all the devotees memorize that sloka, like that. So sloka memorization is also included. So that may take 5 minutes only, but when we are sitting with everybody, sloka memorization also will become very easy. So yeah, this Ratnamala all of you have. Then the fifth element of Swadhyaya is Kirtanam, speaking on scriptures. So the students also would give presentations, right? So the presentation topics are given in the handbook. As a part of Bhakti Vaibhava, the student would be giving 4 presentations. One presentation on first 2 cantos together, then 2 presentations on canto 3 and canto 4, and one combined presentation on canto 5 and 6. So you can choose the topic which is a part of the student handbook, or you can even propose a new topic which is based on that canto. And these presentations are not like general katha where the speaker would like to speak on any topic. So he has to choose top. This is supposed to be his meditation on the canto that he has recently studied. So the topic has to originate from the particular canto only, and at least 60% of the contents have to be based on Prabhupada purports or the verses of that particular canto, like that. And there would be a jury panel, mostly the teachers of Vidyapit. They would be evaluating the presentations and giving them feedbacks. Oh, you could improve this here, or this point you have made very nicely, nice understanding. PPT could have been in this way. So like that, they give feedbacks for improvement. So like that, the devotee would have a refined training on how to present the scripture that he has studied. So that is a part of Swadhyaya. So these 5 elements are the part of Swadhyaya, right? So then another element, the third element. So we have 5 S. First S is Sadhana, second S is Swadhyaya. Out of them, 5 sub-elements we have discussed. Now third S is Seva, service. So within Vidyapit, service part is little less. Swadhyaya is elaborate. So 5 days in a week they would do all these elements of Swadhyaya, and 2 days in a week they will assist with different departments of GEV for their weekend services. So somebody will be assigned to Goshala, somebody may be in agriculture department, somebody is in guest department. So they are not long-term responsibilities, but they would assist the department heads there for 2 days. That's like giving some physical activity along with the intellectual activity, like that. And they will also do some DT services, assistant pujari, and the projects of Vidyapit, so which will begin in the second year. So that is also part of Seva. So the last day of the week, last day of the very last working day of the week, every Friday is dedicated for doing this project. Right? Then there are some admin services also, arranging sound system, vyasas and this kind of things, recording lectures, giving stationery to devotees. These are all sevas in Vidyapeeth. Then Sangha element is like interwoven in all the elements of Vidyapeeth. So by associating with teachers and students and co-brahmacharis, and by participating in get-togethers and retreats and in classes, study groups, we recommend that every devotee should be studying as a part of a group, right? So here also there is AC groups. I have been seeing Ashwin Bro was mailing. So in group you will be able to study better. Of course, if someone is very fast, he may have to compromise little bit on his pace when he is a part of the group, right? Sometimes there may not be so much compatibility and all. So there could be different ways in which one can conduct group study. Either all the devotees would sit together and study line by line every verse, every purport, every translation. That is one way. Another way is section by section, devotees can study individually and then come together and share their points, right? So, but we need to have some committed study partner with whom we discuss Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the idea of study groups. So Gauranga Prabhu would say, in the beginning of Vidyapeeth only, he said, when you have to go fast, you can go alone. But when you have to go for long distance, better go with a group. Like that. Because 2 years is a very long distance for our inspiration levels to be on, right? For us, for our commitment to be sustainable, so better we study in groups. That's what we recommend at Vidyapeeth. But whatever practical, according to the local things, may be implemented. And yatras also, there are so many services involved in yatras. Sloka recitation, these are all part of Sangha. Then the fifth element is Sadachar. This is the Vaishnava behavior that the student inculcates by following the other forests. And from this year onwards, from the fifth batch onwards, we are beginning special exclusive Vaishnava Sadachar classes. So the content for these Sadachar classes are mainly taken from various sections of Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. There are so many Sadachar principles which are hidden there, right? So one needs to collect all of them. So one of the projects that I was giving to this fourth batch devotees is Vaishnava Sadachar principles from Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. They would compile all of them and then make like a course booklet. So that would be useful for many Vaishnavas. So that is Sadachar part. So these are the 5 S of the Vidyapeeth. So we follow this 5S model there. And this is a summary. And we also have this monthly review program where the student is kind of observed and mentored on utilizing these facilities of being a part of 5S. So his sadhana and swadhyaya, the attendance is taken, marks records are maintained, and his service also, some improvement feedbacks are given to him, so that the devotee can shine after 2 years course. And we also included this mentor system recently, where an alumni of Vidyapeeth, so he would be acting as a mentor for the younger devotees, the Vidyapeeth students, right? Because he himself went through the course, so he can understand the needs of the student nicely. Then he will be able to guide him and then help him to participate in the course more effectively. If there are any small, of course, Bhagavatam we are studying every day. Within Vidyapeeth, at least 10 hours in a day, the student is spending time with Bhagavatam. Bhagavatam is the best counselor. But there are some small mental blocks that might stop or obstruct the student in taking shelter of that Bhagavatam, sound vibration. So there could be some mentor system where he gets some assistance to remove those mental blocks, and then he can effectively do this program. That's why we have included this mentor system also. And there is self-assessment plan also to increase the self-awareness of the student and to track the student's performance of this 5S, right? Thus he himself can identify a scope of improvement, right? And others like mentors and other in charges, so they also can give some assistance in the improvement. like that. So this is the self-assessment plan, so where devotees will fill in every day, right, about their sadhana, then swadhyaya, the mark scores that they get, they can fill in this format, right, at the end of the Bhakti Vaibhava course, he himself can know what is my score, like that. So this is the Bhakti Vaibhava certification ceremony by His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj. He was distributing Bhakti Vaibhava certificates to everybody. This is Prabhuji receiving his certificate. This is our group photo. So, student can be of any category. He may be totally new to Shastric study, or he is a quite scholarly person, or maybe an average person who has some inclination to study, some ability to study. So, whatever the student may be, with this trio of training, the teaching methods, study materials and assessment procedure, all three would help him increase his connection with Bhagavatam. That is how we are aiming. We are trying to assist the student in that way. So, these teaching methods include, the teacher would come and give a flow of the chapter, right? Definitely a 3-hour session is not sufficient to, you know, take the student through the chapter, right? So, and one day which is dedicated for, and here we are doing 2 chapters in a day, right? Definitely to understand and assimilate and study 1 chapter or 2 chapters of Bhagavatam within one day with our Kali Yuga abilities may not be that practical. We very well understand that, but we definitely get an overview of this chapter of Bhagavatam. So, Prabhupada purports and additional points from Srila Chakravartipad's commentary, Sararta Darshini, that also the teacher will give, right? And some personal application points and preaching application points, some practical tips from his reflections also the speaker might share. That is the teaching method part. And study materials include these notes, this Subodhini, then sloka books, we have overview PPTs, PowerPoints we have made, and some individual chapters, at least 40, 50 or 60 chapters of Bhagavatam are made into PPTs. The most vital points of the purport and relevant images, all of them are put together and then made into PPTs also. That also devotees can utilize. And assessment procedure includes all this, open book exams, closed book exams and presentations, all this. All of them are there in the student handbook. And assessment is 2 types, memorization based and understanding or application based. This we have already discussed. So closed book exam, open book exam. So these are all the various aspects of Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth. So this is Bhurijan Prabhu meeting the students like that. So that is a short overview of the 5S model and the curriculum of Bhaktivedanta Vidyapeeth.